Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 8 and verses 4 to 6. God spells it out. What do I mean? Well, God is going to judge Israel. They're a basket of ripe fruit, ready for that judgment. But he doesn't leave them in ignorance. He's told them, but he tells them again. This preacher repeats himself. God repeats himself. He's driving it home to Israel. God spells out what they're doing wrong, where they're going off the rails, and why he's judging them. Now I'll make the point again, I've made it before in these discourses. Remember, we're in the Old Covenant. Remember that this is Israel transgressing the Mosaic Covenant. If we just jump straight from the Old Covenant into the New without any understanding of the discontinuity between the two covenants, we can get into terrible trouble, and we can do it here. Let's look at it first of all from the Old Covenant point of view. Israel has driven a cart and horses through the Old Covenant. It's just kick them over, kick them away, kick the law away. It won't do it. This is what God says to them in chapter 8 and verses 4 to 6. Hear this, you who trample the needy and do always with and do away with the poor of the land. They're treating the poor with contempt. They're treating them harshly. They're trampling them. What a word. They're not listening to them. And yet the covenant told them to take care of each other. They're brothers in the nation. They are Israelites together. And they should be looking after each other. But they trample the needy. They're heartless without any concern. There's no concern for them. They're just numbers. They don't worry about them. But, and we come to this saying, when will the new moon be over that we may sow grain, and the Sabbath be ended that we may market wheat? Let's stop there. Clearly they're religious. Oh yes, they're still keeping the new moon, they're still keeping the Sabbath of a kind, but they hate it really. They don't want the new moon, they don't want the Sabbath, they don't want these rest days, these ceasing days. Why not? Because they're out for money. Money. The profit motive. That's what they're after. We want to get the Sabbath over so that we may market wheat. And of course, not only are they in for trade, but it's dishonest trade. It's cheating. Skimping the measure, boosting the price, and cheating with dishonest scales. Buying the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, even selling even the sweepings with the wheat. Poor measure, cheating with the scales, overcharging, poor shoddy stuff. No heart in the religion that they're going through. It's a business profit, means of gain. That's the real business. That's the real concern. Cheats and swindlers, frauds, profiting it, all breaking the covenant. Life is cheap, poor measure, selling rubbish, depriving the poor. Now, if we move straight from that into the new covenant, as people do, and preach that we should be socialists in the sense of caring for the poor and housing and education, I don't say there's no need for that. Politicians have their place. Social workers have their place, of course not. But the gospel, the prophet here, if he comes into the new covenant, of course the household of faith must be looked after. Of course we must do good where we can. I'm not saying a word against that. But the gospel is not to do with building up treasures in this life. Of course, I'm not saying that we can cheat and rob and all different. That's not the point. But the point is today's preachers must be confronting today's challenges to the covenant. Not the old covenant, the Mosaic covenant, that's long been rendered obsolete through Christ, but the new covenant. As Israel broke their covenant, we need preachers to rebuke us when we break ours. Yes, may God speak to us. We know in the Acts that they loved each other and cared for each other in the assemblies, and provoked people to look at this, I'm sure, what wondrous love they showed amongst the people. Amongst themselves, yes. But my friend, don't misunderstand. I'm not preaching, Amos is not preaching a social gospel for the new covenant. Christ must be preached in the new covenant. The point here is, as Amos confronts the old covenant breaking Israel over its breaking of their covenant, so we need Amoses, not prophets, but preachers, in the Word of God by the Spirit of God, confronting today's breakers of the new covenant. God deliver us from breaking that covenant, and God give us grace to stand up against the breaking of that covenant.